This one's called, you know, Element Till. Oh, by the way, the melody here, excuse me, the melody is I stole a melody from Len Chandler. And he's a funny guy. He's a folk singing guy. He uses a lot of funny chords, you know, when he plays. And he's always getting to want me to use some of these chords, you know. He's trying to teach you new chords all the time. Well, he played me this one. He says, "Don't those chords sound nice?" You know? I say, "Yeah, they sure do," you know. And so I stole it. I stole the whole thing.
That was his first mistake.
Yeah. Falls down in Mississippi not so long ago, when a young boy from Chicago town walked in a southern door. This boy's fateful tragedy he should all remember well. The color of his skin was black, and his name was Emmett Till. Some men, they dragged him to a barn, and there they beat him up. They said they had a reason, but I disremember what. They tortured him and did some things too evil to repeat. There was screaming sounds inside the barn, there was laughing sounds out on the street. Then they rolled his body down a gulf amidst a blood-red rain, and they threw him in the waters wide to cease his screaming pain. Killed him there, and I'm sure it ain't no lie, 'cause he was born a black skin boy, he was born to die. And then to stop the United States of yelling for a trial, two brothers, they confessed that they had killed poor Emmett Till. But on the jury there were men who had helped the brothers commit this awful crime. And so this trial was a mockery, but nobody seemed to mind. I saw the morning papers, but I could not bear to see the smiling brothers walking down the courthouse stairs. Oh, the jury found them innocent, and the brothers, they went free. While Emmett's body float the foam of a Jim Crow southern sea. If you can't speak out against this kind of thing, a crime that's so unjust, your eyes are filled with dead man's clay, and your ears must be filled with dust. Your arms and legs, they must be in shackles and chains, and your mind, it must cease to flow, for you to let our human race fall down so god-awful low. This song is just a reminder to remind your fellow man that this kind of thing still lives today, and that goes through Ku Klux Klan. But if all us folks that thinks alike, if we'd give all we could give, we could make this great land of ours a
like that one?
This is one of the greatest contemporary ballads I've ever heard. It's tremendous.
You think so?
Oh, yes.
Thanks.
It's got some lines in it that just make you stop breathing.
Yeah.
It's great. Have you sung that for Woody Guthrie?
No, I'm going to sing that for him.
Going to sing
time.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just wrote that one about last week, I think.
Fine, so... Makes me very proud. It's what's so magnificent about it to me is that it doesn't have any sense of being written. You know, it sounds as if it just came out. It doesn't have any of those little poetic contortions that mess up so many contemporary ballads.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, I try to keep.
And then of course you sing it so straight. That's fine.
Wait, Lynn Chandler has melody though.
He'll probably be very pleased with what you did to it. What song does he sing to it?
He sings another one he wrote. He wrote about some bus driver out in Colorado that crashed a school bus with 27 kids. That's a good one, too. It's a good song.
What other songs are you going to sing?
You want to hear another one?
I want to hear tons more.
Okay. Hey, let me sing you. I never get a chance to sing. Let me just sing you a plain, ordinary one.
Fine.
I'll tune this one. This is open E. Oh, I got one. I got two of them. I broke my fingernails, so it might not...